end of each image, power image of our prayers. And this when we're meditating, what just now is done, when we're meditating with the four immeasurable thoughts, related to the tonglen, Tengen giving, so that makes a much more powerful. then it might be good to think generated the immeasurable thought of the equanimity with the muscle and also the limbs, and the next one at the end generated the received the realization immeasurable of the kindness with the muscle and also the limbs, also immeasurable the compassion with muscle also in the limbs, the next one generated immeasurable of the thought of joyfulness with the muscle and also in the limbs, at the end to enter. Conclude with that, my brother. So whenever we do the generating the image of thought of the loving kindness, in the mind, happiness, what you think, shouldn't think just what common people think happiness, you know, which means just ordinary happiness. Shouldn't think just that. That's very poor limit. That, that's just only suffering. So other mean you think of all the happiness in the mind after enlightenment, all the happiness, or at least or just think of in your in the heart, think of enlightenment. That's the that's the what is most what need to be achieved, most needed, you know, what need to be achieved for sentient beings. So we recite the word happiness, but in the heart think of enlightenment. So that's very good. Wishing that for something. otherwise we just think, you know, normally, you know, when we say happiness, only ordinary happiness, commonly, you know, don't think of liberation and enlightenment. And normally when you think happiness, just ordinary pleasure, so sure. Shouldn't have just that thought. just make sure. and just emphasize, it's not in case somebody think of ordinary pleasure, then shouldn't think of that. That's just to emphasize. So, yeah, I want to say something that usually Tibetan, you know, there's no these explanations. Just go straight to the prayer. And then individually they study the commentaries. So they don't do the, this is all elaboration. You know, all, clarifying visualization, this and that, just go through the straight. So that's why they can finish so many prayers in short time. So they get done so many prayers. But here in the West, I think, because they're not familiar with the practice, and normally don't study much of those commentaries. And before that, there's no commentary that exists before. Now it's coming more. I mean, especially for missionaries. So, so therefore, you know, just do the prayer is difficult to, without you know, without some explanation what it's for, and to, you know, how to, without explaining the meditation, become kind of dry, and especially if there's no faith, a lot to do with the faith. If there's faith, then you feel meaningful. But if there's no faith, then it just becomes you know, the parrot to sat on Monday being the tape recorder. Or the tape recorder, you know, you put the tape inside and the tape recorder, the tape. With the battery, it makes noise. of course, that's one way of saying, but it's of course, if you think of leaving positive imprint and the Dharma, and then all your whole life reading novels, or the books, you know, about people's attachment, you know, people's anger, you know, all the stories of anger, killing and the attachment. I mean, all these stories, and watching TV all life, you know, all that, about story about attachment, story about anger, you know, whole life. I mean, especially that, you know, whole life, the typical story of attachment, story of anger. Jealousness. That's it. The essence of that. So, I mean, if you think how much we're reading materials in the whole life, that does nothing. Yeah, that is nothing. Just only negative imprint of mind. Nothing. Only negative imprint of mind. That's nothing good. Only leaving negative imprint. Only negative imprint. And then cause anger attachment while you are reading, and also in the future from this negative imprint. But if you compare that, all that, what we do in the life, or what other people do in their life, that in the one time reciting Guru Puja, even you don't know what you're saying, even you don't know the meaning, you see, a huge difference between this kind of earth, the benefit. What you get. Just reading the Dharma text, Buddha's teaching, omniscient one's teaching, no mistakes. You know, liberating sentient beings from the oceans of some kind of suffering cause. just reading it, those philosophical teachings. Even if you have no idea at all what it's talking about, but just reading, keep on reading. And the benefit is, sky's the benefit you get in the sky. Sky's the benefit you get, not in the sky, not in the sky. Sky's the benefit you get on the mind, on your mental continuum. not in the sky. Not in the sky. Sort of made a mistake. So anyway, of course, like that, you know, huge difference. You know, unbelievable. Anyway, if you think of all the stories and benefits, anyway. But we see, so there's differences. You know, you should have the Tibetan, the commentaries, you see. Then of course, I mean, it depends on the individual side. I mean, many of course study. They heard during the teachings, but then, I mean, just like me, you see, then nothing. You see, just heard in the teachings. So, I mean, not much applied. Not remembered from the prayer. So, not that. So anyway. so one has to understand the situation. But a lot of the devotion, like Chinese or Tibet or Tibet or China, Chinese, like in the Sri Lanka Burma, then those, because of too much devotion, even they don't understand, you see. Like our chant, those long mantras, many hours, read sutras, many hours, you know. Not talking about Sangha, but lay people. Those old people, you know, old fathers, mothers, they chant for many hours, standing or even by standing. So not true with the devotion. So with the devotion, then you don't get tired, you know, strong devotion. So, and you receive so much blessing because of the devotion. So when there's no devotion, and then you look for intellectual, you are dependent on intellectual understanding, but there's no refuge, actual cause of the refuge in the devotion there. Then it becomes kind of uneasy, you know. So even to do one prayer, becomes difficult because it becomes like traditional, It appears as tradition, there's no meaning. But in reality, it's not just that. What do you think? It's a tradition, no meaning. Any prayer, you know, any mantra, any prayer, I mean, any mantra that has complete path to enlightenment, you know, all the Buddha's qualities, all the body, all the spirit, all the mind, in the Om, then the whole path. You see, like that. So, that makes it to purify and to receive all the blessings and realizations. So any verse is great. Just think of the refuge. You know. The Sanje Chulam Soge Chulam La Chandra Padu Dan Gapsu Chi. For that. Then there comes the whole path from enlightenment, you see. Whole path from enlightenment. If the Four Noble Truths, the Spiritual Path, you know, Four Noble Truths, all things, True Path, True Decision, the whole path becomes, then the whole mind path, the whole Tantra path comes, everything comes there, you want to Dharma, then all the Buddha's qualities, you know, immense, like limitless skies, subjects like limitless skies, all the Sangha's qualities, different levels of Sangha's, you know, the Spiritual Path Sangha, then Mahayana, the Sangha, you know, Bodhisattva, then Tantra, you know, Sanghas, there is all Tantra realizations, you know. Realization stage, so then completion stage, those five. So, just a refuge within the refuge, whole entire Buddhism comes 84,000 teachings, you know, all of the teachings that just come there. So, just this first one, Sanje Chulam Soge Chulam La. Very, you know, very, very. That's a whole like limitless skies, the subject is like that. It's one, Sanje Chulam Soge Chulam La. Of course, comparing back to many years, not much, of course, you know, heard more Dharma, practiced, and of course, there's much more devotion now developed. Not like many years back, so there's much more, the thought of Dharma is much deeper. those who have been studying or doing practice or whatever they can, you know, for many years, you know, thought of Dharma is much, much deeper than before. So of course, you know that. So that's that's really incredible, amazing, you know, development. You see that in our Western student mind, that you know, for many years, listening, teaching, reading, doing practice, whatever one can. You see, and so total Dharma is much deeper, you know, also the devotion, whether those who have been, you know, yeah, involved in Dharma. Yeah, one hell being. So you see, so also one receive all the one power, numbers past happening, present future happening. It's like the same thing. Also think of the mother and being kind. So you can bring the reasoning why one should cherish others, and the cause of taking responsibility on yourself, liberate in a special attitude, taking responsibility completely on yourself, liberating other sentient beings, you know, from say, all the suffering caused. So basis, which is from that, you know, bodhicitta comes, total seeking, say, total seeking the works for others, and then total